as you are all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow fire upon it, to melt it. So will I gather you in mine anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow you in the fire of my wrath, and ye shall be melted in the midst thereof, as silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall ye be melted in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. In the midst of Jerusalem, the dross, the disobedient, are going to be gathered together at the time when the Lord's going to purify his church. There's going to be a group that comes out of that furnace fire of affliction that will be the silver. They will be the obedient. They will be those that give the loud cry. Now, another gathering that takes place at the end of the world, and I hope you're all seeing that these are different things the Bible refers to, different gatherings that take place at the end of the world, and it's important to know the difference of them if we're going to read a passage that mentions the gathering. You can't just pick and choose randomly. You have to pick the right one if you're going to come to the right conclusion. Then another gathering is the gathering of the Gentiles in Babylon. Now, God's people are going to be gathered, but there's a gathering afterwards of those other children that are in Babylon. And you can see this several places. One good place to see the distinction between both is Isaiah 56, verse 8. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. So the Lord's going to gather his people from Jerusalem, but he's also after that going to gather others. That's the ones that Christ said, other sheep have I who are not of this fold, but they will hear my voice and they will follow. Now, another gathering in the Bible is the gathering of the wicked for the day of God's wrath, punishment time for the wicked. And you can find this several places. One clear place is Revelation 16, verses 13 to 16. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathereth them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Another gathering, distinctly different than the other ones. And then there's the gathering of the redeemed at the end of the world, Matthew 24:31, and he shall send his angels.